had a month for a honeymoon because Arthur had a month's vacation, and he took us. Yes, so we had places that we went before, and then someone, I guess Arthur's parents, gave us their week of time at Prout's Neck so that we could have it all by ourselves.
The towers.
And Elsie and her tribe came in later and had a picnic on the beach, and we went to that, and all the cousins were there, so that was fun. But of course, I thought this was a beautiful place.
1951. August of 1951?
Yes, August of 51. A very unusual house, very nice. A big house.
Yes.
To take care of. But well equipped with everything you needed.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go out and just walk about, all the way about the cliff walk to the beach, go swimming. I think we played tennis at the country club.
You and Arthur were tennis players.
We both were tennis players.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Arthur was. He's played there with Peter Cowles and others in his younger days. So we enjoyed that and seeing different parts of southern Maine and going to West Costigo, where there was a famous inn, have for shore dinners. That was a new experience.
Called what kind of dinners?
Shore dinners.
Okay.
Clams and everything else.
Mm-hmm. And you were from San Francisco, but this was different than...
Than
you had experienced before.
And we went, of course, to the old Second Parish Orthodox Presbyterian Church, which was across from the fire station in downtown Portland, one of these old Gothic buildings with the tall steeple.
Yes.
And steps to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder how did elderly people ever manage. But then that steeple was in bad shape and needed $10,000 worth of repair, and the congregation had dwindled, so they had to sell that property and went. They bought a church in the Western Palm area.
Mm-hmm.
Small one, but it worked fine. They're still there.
And did Arthur show you all around his childhood memories of being at Prout's?
Yes. Down at the Sea Jewel Cave and Cannon Rock, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I met some of the old-timers there.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Huntington Dodge, Mrs. Dodge, mm-hmm. who had clipper ways. And Jackson was still alive then. And
so you met Jackson.
Beach, I met Jackson and some other folks. And this, trying to think who was in the later Smith house. A friend of Arthur's named Earl Newhall Hart had bought that place.
From the Hales? The Hale Cottage right next
Hale
door?
Cottage,
it was the Hale Cottage.
Yeah.
And then it was went to... You said another person.
Earl Newhart went out to California.
Okay.
But who was there in 1950? Was it the Hales? I'm not sure.
We'll have to check the guest book.
Yeah.
At the towers.
I know the Smith's parents, Bob's parents, stayed at the inn.
Okay.
When Bob had the big house and his big family.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, on the other side was Alice and Ozzie Willauer.
Okay.
And their boys. And living in the water tower house was Mrs.
Wagner. Mrs. Wagner?
Her mother. Her mother.
Mrs.
Wagner, I think, was married the same year we were.
Oh, okay.
She was at the same luncheon that Dory had for the newcomers.
Okay.
At Pupper Farms.
Okay.
Mrs. started with an S. She came often to my son John's pottery shows.
Okay.
To buy his things there, his gifts and all that. And I remember the store that was there, where the present post office is. There was a grocery store.
A grocery store.
Yeah. And you could buy milk and bread and
mm-hmm.
order things, and they would deliver to your house. Imagine such a thing. And it was just a very lovely, lovely, quiet place.
Mm-hmm.
We did just went out and did a lot of walking around,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
all the way up the beach to the Atlantic House,
mm-hmm.
and back again. And had the place all to ourselves for a week, which was very nice.
So nice. Great. Well, thank you. Let me push.